Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there are so many people that have misperceptions about the business owner. One of those misperceptions is that if you have a business, you're incredibly wealthy. And that may be. Maybe you have done well in life. Maybe you've made more income than the average person. But if you look at the effort that you put forward, the risk, the work, the worry, the being up at night, the meeting payroll, the chances that you've taken, you've earned every single penny. Another misperception that people have is that if you are in business, you never have to work. You show up once in a while, you come in 4 hours a week, you play golf, you lunch, you stroll around, you exercise, and you don't have to put any effort forward. Where they don't realize that when they're going home at 5 o'clock, your day is just beginning. They don't realize that when they're home on the weekends, you're working at your business, whether it's in your home office or whether it's at your business. So there are so many misperceptions that the outside world has for business people. But one of the misperceptions that business people have for themselves is that if they do a big volume of business, they're going to make money. That's not necessarily true. You have to weigh the volume with the right sizing of the business so that it's appropriate. If you don't do that, and if you're just hiring and not understanding exactly what every job is worth and what your costs are and what size building you need and how much equipment you need and how much you need to sell and every other aspect of your cost, you're not going to make money. And you're coming along and, you know, you started your business from nothing and you're doing well and you're doing $500,000, $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, $5 million, whatever the case happens to be, and you get the idea that I'm going to increase my business. And you do that. But this is another misperception. If you're going to increase your business, initially you may not make more money. You actually may take a step backwards because you needed another truck, another employee, a different building, more equipment, whatever the case happens to be, and you have to get past the cost of those things. So if you were $2 million and you bumped up to $2.5 million, if you had the capacity to do that without raising your costs, you'd be making money. But if you didn't and you needed extra services, extra trucks, extra employees, extra everything, and maybe you have to go to $3 million to make money. The goal here is to push your volume to the amount of business that you can do so that you are maxed out and you will make a profit because you're using your resources wisely. And then you look at it and you say to yourself, you know, should I very well think about expanding my business? And then from that point on, you don't have the misperception that if you're just going to expand your business, everything's going to be great. Now, we know in a business you have to grow because of inflation, because costs go up all the time, and you need to make sure that you are increasing your sales and increasing your gross profits so that you are meeting your needs and you're not going backwards. But if you're going to look at growing your business, really think it through. Make a plan. Understand what your costs are. Understand what you need to do as a business person, what you need to sell, how many prospects you need, how many appointments you need, how much more merchandise or services do you need to move to continue to make the profit and make more of a profit. And there's one other aspect of this that I'm going to cover quickly, and that's quality of life. What is your quality of life? If you have a business and you're pulling down a nice sum of money and you're happy with it and you're putting away some money for retirement, and you get to spend time with your family, and you get to spend a little time on the weekend doing whatever is interesting to you and your family, or maybe you play golf or tennis, maybe you fly an airplane, whatever it happens to be. And all of that's going to be taken away because you've grown your business so big that you have to work night and day. You have to consider whether that's worth it to you. So there are many things to consider when we talk about sales volume or profit. Understand what they are. Don't have an illusion about what's going to happen. Be realistic, and that will help you become more successful by truly understanding your business and right-sizing your business for the volume. And understand, if you're going to grow your business, you might have to grow your expenses, but they still have to be right-sized so that you can continue to make a profit. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.